Joe Manilow for the Walking Cast Heroes.
Bow bow.
Welcome to the podcast.
Bow bow.
Yeah.
Bow bow bow.
With me.
Bow bow.
Lem, a genie. Bow. Say hi,
bow,
Lem.
Bow.
Lem, say
hey,
hi.
Hey.
And to my left of me, Joel Stern. Say hi, Joel.
Hello.
Yeah. Bring you all the hits down, girl. Yeah. I'm George Stokes, and we're going to be bringing you all the hits now, man. Yeah, we got Drake coming up. We got Kendrick Lamar. Those are shit, man.
Working a cast.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Oh.
I thought you were going to spit some bars.
I was about to, but he nearly...
This happened the other day.
I don't know what happened. Oh. I think the coffee hit me.
This happened the other day.
Oh, look, the paper's gone everywhere. Oh, should we just talk like in sexy voice?
Let's do sexy. We can try the sexy feature of the podcast.
So, yeah, any of these,
so this is
any.
The love hour. It's 2029. Yeah. 27 even. But it's still the love hour. We're going to get kicked out soon, but don't worry. Stay tuned. Because it's the love. Let's cut this fucking shit out.
You're feeling swifty. Are you?
Swifty.
Rolling. Keep them doggies rolling.
You know,
rolling.
In secondary school, in like year eight, we had to do dance for like a term instead of PE.
Right.
Oh,
and I went to a boys' school.
Oh.
So and boys doing dance and the rugby teacher, like the head of rugby, was the one that was teaching us, and we did it to Rawhide. It was fucking weird. And now apparently that teacher is now gay, and likes the boys. So like we were doing so we were doing a
rolling,
cowboy dance.
Rolling.
Like, this gay teacher.
Yeehaw!
I know.
That right, Mr. Graham. Yeehaw!
And I'm not going to say his name because this will go on the internet. But like there was this one rugby session that we had, and he was like, "Come on, boys, all of you take me down."
Oh, no.
Look,
I'm so helpless.
Oh no. We didn't take him down, but
did you not take him down?
No, we didn't.
Did you
take
try?
Him down. Of course, we tried.
couldn't take him down.
We didn't know he liked the boys.
Yeah, yeah.
We
weren't having none of it.
No. Oh, boys! Oh, penetrate me. No, come on, because that isn't the tone. Because that isn't the tone of this podcast.
That's filthy.
Of course it's the tone of this podcast.
Okay.
That's filthy.
What do you think it is?
Do you know, I was looking, like, you know you get these pictures now and they have quotes by them. So I'll come up with my own little one and it's like a face. And because the last podcast made me sound like out of touch, didn't it, with digital things and stuff. So I'm just trying to prove.
Mm. Oh yeah, yeah.
So I'm just trying to prove to everyone that I'm not that bad. I do know my shit.
I agree, but then there's also the fact that you are really out of touch with the modern
world. No, because we'll listen to this sentence and it will change your mind, right?
Okay.
So this is like a picture of a face and the face is like, yeah? So do that.
Let's
and that's your face. That's the face. When you Netflix and chilling with bae and you ask for a cup of water and she spills the water.
So,
do you know what I mean? Innit? You know what I mean, didn't you? And you're like, and there's that face, isn't it? Oh, she's.
I think I do get you.
She spilled the water. Don't spill the water, babe. What are you doing? I'm Netflix and chilling. And you're.
So that sentence was the sentence to show that you are in touch.
Yeah, because that's
with
what
the
they do,
era.
Isn't it? And then there's a little face that goes. What are you doing? And
I think Joel's on the right line. Let's backtrack a bit.
I think that that sentence there, the fact that you think that sentence shows that you're in touch with the modern era.
No, but that does happen, doesn't it?
Shows how
that
touch
sort of
you
happens.
Are.
You see them faces, didn't you, on the internet?
Yeah, the memes.
Yeah, that's it. Memes.
Yeah, memes are a thing. I'm not going to argue with you.
Oh, babe, Netflix and chilling. I've asked for a cup of water. She's offered to get the water and she's spilled it everywhere. Oh, what is she like? You know what I mean?
Where did you see this?
No, I made it up.
Oh.
But that's the sort of thing that does happen.
So hang on. So you made up a fake meme that doesn't exist.
No,
but that shows...
It does now. It does now.
If you showed us on this computer here, like this meme that you created, then I'd be like, bloody hell, George. You know your technical shit.
Yeah, you know your shit, yeah.
But...
You've described a meme...
I don't think so.
...using an angry sound. Maybe it's me. I don't know. Lem, am I... I mean, I'm just, I don't think that's
crude. That does happen. And if you pull do that, that is the face that you would pull. So it will look like a smile. It'll look like a face that goes, oh, babe.
Describe that face, please. Like,
angry a bit. Not too pissed off. Because, you know, it's only water.
Yeah, it's the end of the world. Yeah. Bear in mind, you only learned, I suppose, what the word bae was last week.
Yeah, I did, yeah. 2 weeks ago, actually.
Last podcast.
Yeah. How long did it take you to come up with that meme?
I spent about 9 days working on it. Yeah, a good 9 days. I actually come in. Yeah.
That's not as long as I thought, actually. Yeah, that's...
That's good, though, isn't it? That's a start.
You find the picture that you're talking about tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll draw it for you tomorrow.
Yeah, please do.
I'll draw it on a piece of paper.
All right, so things change. Now George is in touch with the modern world, so that's good.
Subject done, okay.
George is on track now.
I'm up to date.
He's up to date.
I'm up to date, everyone, so you know, it's good to know we're all on the same page, finally.
Yeah, we can all draw a line under that, everyone.
Yeah, let's just end it there.
Another thing I noticed, when like going around the West End at lunch, I normally go for a walk and I walk into expensive shops and they will always look at me, the people that work in there, and go, excuse me, the sale's on over there. Or if not, they'll go, oh, we've not got a sale on. So do I just look poor? Like, they can sort of know this guy ain't going to buy anything.
Of course, they can see.
Because
right
they're not, because then there was people behind me, like a couple coming behind me, didn't point them to the sale. Well, it's just me. They go, by the way, mate, the sale's on over there. Or if not, then there's no sale on today.
Well, can you describe how you were looking?
What shop you were in?
I was in, you know, the shop Kubel's.
No.
Expensive shop, but it is well. It's nice. It's really nice.
You wouldn't have heard of it.
Yeah. You wouldn't have heard of it, guys. It's like this.
Right. Okay. So you walked into Kubel's.
No. I don't mean this once. Happens a lot. If I walk into a shop, they'll always go to me. Sales on at the back.
All right, so what are you wearing when you walk in? Just
this.
Okay, so you walk into Kubel's in an old ripped up t-shirt, and jeans with paint all over them, and sandals and socks, and so I'm you, all right, and you're the person who works there. So,
hello,
I'm just here to buy some stuff.
All right, go on.
That's that you said that they tell you to go to the sales.
Oh, sorry. I thought I was
you're
working.
Both playing George.
We're both.
No, because
George.
I wanted to be on. The, I wanted to know what it felt like to be on the receiving end.
So yeah, go on.
So,
hello, I'm here to buy some things. Do I sound like that?
Yeah, that's not how it happens.
Okay, go on. All right, then
you walk in. Right, you wouldn't say anything because nobody. Yeah, wants well, to talk I'll just walk
up. No, because do you do anything to avoid eye contact with them? Because you don't know if they're going to say hello to you or not. I'll sort of just march in.
George has to greet you as the shop. Keeper.
I'm just trying to paint a better picture of this in my mind.
And I'm trying to help you help yourself to help George. Mm. Yeah.
Well, we're all trying to help each other.
Yes, but this podcast.
All right. Okay. So, all right. So I'm walking into. Am I still George, or am I the shop assistant now?
Joel's George, and George is shop assistant.
All right, I'll be the shop assistant.
And I'm watching.
You walk in then.
And you're observing. You're commentating.
No, you're in the shop as well. Just like a customer that has money.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
I'm not used to that.
Right. Let's go.
Okay. So I walk in. Oh wow, Kubel's looks so lovely.
Excuse me, the sales on over there.
But why?
No reason. The sales on over there.
But you didn't ask him where the sales was. You just let him. Why? What is it about?
Nothing. No, you just seem like a nice guy.
But, I've just come into the shop with
lots of
money.
Hi, sir. Would you like to buy this shirt? We've got a new section over here. Would you like to come and see?
Give me your most expensive shirt, please.
Oh, there you go. Here it is.
Hurrah.
See you later, sir.
Goodbye.
Give me the same. I'll have the same.
We are? £400.
Whoa. Yep. Give me two of those.
Yeah.
Please put it on this.
Sandwich.
Okay. How many Tesco sandwiches is that?
Do you not have that? Is it just me?
To be honest, I never go into expensive shops, so I don't.
You would, no, you
exactly.
Would.
You stay out. I
know my place now.
All right, but hang on. Can you actually afford the stuff that's in the shop?
No.
Then why hell are you in there?
Because it's good to dream big.
50 Cent wrote a song about you. It's called Window Shopper.
Window Shopper.
Good to dream big.
No, you're right. Don't let your dreams die.
Don't let the dreams die.
No, I'm right. But
wait till this podcast starts getting sponsored.
But is that basic? Because I'm starting to understand why they do it now. Because you're obviously walking around the shop, and and you're just looking at them, and you're just dreaming at the clothes rather than browsing, or I'm assuming you're not trying anything on, you're just looking at them and
I'll
dreaming.
I just look at them and dream. I literally do. And then they go, why don't you go and dream at the cell, where it's more your arrangement.
Your range to dreaming.
So I suppose they are right in a way, but it's just weird, isn't it? It does happen to me.
Well, I'm, you know, obviously I'm on your side, but I'm just trying to think of it from
do you actually know what does piss me off? And even if I had money, this would still piss me off. You know, like when you walk into shops and they are expensive shops, you know that. But you maybe be able to treat yourself and you can afford the odd thing from there. Do you know what I mean? Like if it's between, say, £70 and £40.
Okay, no. Wait, hang on, it's between 70 and 40 now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No, do you know what I mean? Like, but if you go into certain shops and you think, I might get these shoes, but I've not got a price tag on them. You don't want to sit there, try them on, go through all that faffing about, and then they go, oh, they're £200, and go, are they? Oh, okay. See you then. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
right. If there's no price tag on it, I don't want to know. I've actually stormed out of a shop once in a huff, because there was no price tag on it.
You stormed out in a huff?
Because
as opposed to storming out? Not in a half.
Yeah.
Shopping here anymore.
Yeah. This is it.
And you stormed up because there was no price tag on.
No, it's annoying. It was a shoe shop and there's no price tag. I might have got something from there, but if they're not willing to tell me the price of it, no, I don't want to know. I think that's stupid. They have a price tag.
Well, Jesse J taught us to forget about the price tag. Mm. It's not about the money.
It's not about the money. While simultaneously making tons of cash at the same time.
Yeah, she done that and made loads of money out of that song. So what's she about the money? If she would have said, the money that I'm getting for this song, I'm going to donate it to George Stokes.
Give me all your money.
Then that would have been more.
I've got so much money. Yeah, exactly. Money.
Yeah, I. So she knows what she's up to, didn't she?
Yeah, of course she does.
Yeah, she was clever. I think actually, I read recently that she's actually the main shareholder of Kubel's and places like that. And she's put out a memo to the staff that says, look, if people come in and just start dreaming at the clothes, then I don't even want them in the shop.
Dreaming at the clothes?
Yeah, get them out there. Oh, this isn't a shop.
One day, I'll get there. I can see me in that shirt at the Oscars.
Yeah.
One day, I can see it. I will shop there one day. Another thing, Joel,
right.
To you more, Lem come out today at work. He's come out. Not like that. Yeah.
Nah, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Jerry's still
never know. Who knows? You're only mid-20s.
Yeah.
You got time. Do you like my singing at work?
No.
Do you not?
No.
Do you really not?
No, I'm joking. It's all right. But like, everyone sings. Yeah. It's just like, you know, when lots of people can't sing, it creates like a chorus.
It makes me sound bad.
Yeah, they make you sound
bad.
Yeah. No offense. Mm. Just at work, it's just constant Christmas songs.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, like old rock that plays. Okay. So like, of course, George knows all of it because he loves old rock. And everyone else loves old rock as well.
Yeah.
Actually, George likes Justin Bieber as well. He likes everything.
No, I'll sing along to him because I know the words. I ain't got his album or nothing. I just know the words to his songs.
I don't believe you. But yeah, it's not the fact that I don't like George's singing. He's got a very beautiful voice.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
It's just the fact that everyone sings all the time.
Okay, but now that sounds quite pessimistic.
A song come on today, a Beatles song, and I sung along with it, and Len was like, who sings this? I said the Beatles. He's like, let's keep
that joke.
Yeah. I said, who sings this? I went, the Beatles. He went, yeah, let's keep it that way.
Let's keep it that way. Mm. That'll
How is that?
Classic, right. Isn't it?
Blow to the guts, isn't it?
So I'm unsure as to what you're asking me. Are you asking my opinion on Lem's behaviour or
on Lem's behaviour?
Well, horrendous.
It's bad, isn't it?
No, it is. Because that's the kind of thing that squashes society. Mm. It's that kind of negative thinking.
It eats the company from the inside out.
I'm hungover. We had a Christmas party last night, didn't we?
We went to the party last night.
Now, you say we, and this is a running theme of the podcast, there's a strong delineation here between Lem and George and Joel. We usually means Lem and George. I didn't go to a Christmas party last night.
No.
But I'd like to hear about it.
Yeah, okay. Me and Lem went to our work Christmas party. It was good, wasn't it?
What happened?
The party wasn't good.
Okay, it wasn't good.
So the club wasn't good. So I'm
now hang on. Pessimistic today, I'm sensing some very negative vibes from Lem's side of the corner.
I'm so fucking tired and hungover and I think I'm getting a bit ill. You know, coming down with something.
Yeah.
The party yesterday. I thought the club that we were in to start off with was shit. You know, like when you pile a whole lot of people in
too
a room
it's too much
that don't actually know each other.
Yeah.
And it's 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And they're playing club music with the lights down. already. Oh, there's not even any like warm up.
You can't hear people talk.
No, it's not on. I want to go somewhere.
We went to the pub though, and that was much better.
Yeah. Lots of people bailed.
So then you both left and went to the pub.
No, a few people from our work left to the pub, about 4 or 5 of them. Me and them went with them.
Yeah.
And then towards the end, about an hour later, near enough, the whole club was in this pub because everyone walked
out. But that seems like it was like quite a good thing. Everyone on the same vibe. Everyone was like,
where's Lemon George? This party's shit. Where's Lemon George gone?
Exactly.
Right, okay. Because
trendsetters.
Leaving early, going from last podcast, that seems to be a running thing with you. If I remember, you left before Bob Odenkirk showed up.
Yes.
Yeah, he showed up at the club as well.
He came to the club just after you left.
Yeah.
It seems like quite a lot of your spare time is leaving just before Bob Odenkirk shows up in places.
Well, you do know he comes in here at 10 past 9, so we've got to be out by 9.
No, yeah, well, obviously we'll be out here by 9 then. I don't want to bump into hilarious man.
Good old Bob.
All right, so what's the gist of it then? So the gist of it was you went to a party last night. Lem says it was shit.
I said it.
But Lem's in a bad mood, right? Let's address the mindset. Let's not address the circumstances. Let's address the mindset.
First my singing, now the party. I don't know what
he's
he
been
wants.
Knocking. He's Spoiled. Been knocking things Spoiled. Left, right, and centre.
I don't know what he wants.
Just sad, all right?
Can I talk about something else as well?
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah, I mean, personally,
I suppose that's why we're here.
I'd like to talk more about leaving places early because... Because of all the fun that topic has.
Oh, no, I mean, EastEnders. But let's just save that.
We'll save it.
Did you just say EastEnders? Yeah. Or Les Enders?
Save that for the end.
Or whatever. I don't know what I'm talking
save
about.
Save it for EastEnders.
Save
that for after
sorry,
EastEnders.
This is one of the upcoming plot lines.
Cutting into my EastEnders time, really.
That's why you got so the
let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
I need to watch
in the next
this Pat is or episode, Frank.
One. Pat leaving early.
What do you think the best episode is so far out of the whole two that we've done? This is our third one.
I don't want to discuss that.
I think it's too early.
Artists do not talk about their own art.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I booked a holiday to Thailand.
Well done.
You booked a holiday.
I'm going to Thailand.
Right.
I'm going.
Who are you going with?
Two mates.
Where are you going?
Thailand. Obviously not these two mates.
Do you want to come?
Two other mates.
Do you want to come?
Is Frank going?
Yeah.
No, then.
You're not going. Frank's going.
No.
I can tell Frank not to come.
You can't share him. Guys,
tell Frank not to come and then I'll come.
All right,
I'll have Frank's ticket.
Have you two must have spoken to Frank like in between these podcasts that we've done. Has he heard him so like you talking about him on the podcast?
No, he's
deaf.
Or he doesn't exist.
No, he does. He's just deaf. He's a deaf man. he's just happens to be a deaf man who I hate.
Okay.
I
don't even think he knows Joel, to be honest. Joel just hates
him. I know. I hate Frank. So, can I just say, it's got nothing to do with him being deaf. That doesn't come in, just in case he has
that's fine.
It's just a coincidence that he's deaf. And I hate him.
Why don't you like him? Is it because of what he's done to you at the farm?
Yeah, he's just an absolute downer.
What was it he done at the farm again?
It was something
to do with Uncle Pat, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, he was there. Uncle Pat was pinning me down. The whole thing was just stupid and immature. I'm all up for them.
Where was it again?
This was in the barn in Barnington.
The barn in Barnington.
Yes. Thank you for repeating. It was at Barnington's barn
farm
with Uncle Pat and Frank and various phallic shaped vegetables.
Yeah.
Right, and I prefer not to talk about it anymore.
Well, this is sort of like therapy.
Was Auntie Shannon there as well?
Yes, she was filming it.
Oh, was she?
Yes, Auntie Shannon, obviously. Uncle
well,
Pat.
She always has been like
Auntie
that,
Shannon and yeah. Frank the deaf pervert.
So which one of you knows sign language?
I'm fluent.
Yeah, Joel does. Look, go on. Look, see, look, do it.
Yeah, okay, good. All right, well, Everyone at home.
There you go, yeah.
So what did you just say? Because I don't understand.
I wouldn't have that. I wouldn't have that. If I was you, Lem, I wouldn't have that, mate.
I thought you don't speak sign language, mate.
No, I do, no. I don't know what that means.
There's a lot of inconsistencies going on at the moment. All I can say is that...
What, Lem?
Well, yeah, I just...
Really?
Yeah.
I think he's right.
What's going on?
we've started to do the rest of the podcast in sign language.
The only way to do a podcast.
This is a sign language podcast.
The silent cast heroes.
So I've booked this holiday to Thailand. So I'll Google Thailand first.
Yeah.
So when I Googled it after I booked it, I thought, oh, I booked that. That looks good. So I Googled it after to find out what it is.
Yeah.
And then
Comes up in the news. Hang on.
Yeah. Backtrack.
Backtrack. Just one
second. You're going so fast.
Just really quickly. Just backtrack for me 1 second. You booked a holiday to Thailand and then Googled it to see what it is.
Mm. So you didn't Google it before to see where you were going. And what hotel? What was it like?
And you didn't see anything wrong with having to Google. Thailand. What
in Thailand?
No, because you know you Googled it. I mean, I've clicked on the news to see what Thailand news, and a boy went missing. A British boy went missing in Thailand a few days ago. And this is what his sister put on Facebook. My mum received a message via Facebook from my brother, which basically said he can never see us again, and he's sorry he can't see us one last time, and that he loves us. Right now, could you imagine being that girl? I mean, you'd be shit. You'd be so panicked if one of your family members said that, right? So they're panicking, they've just put a search party out and everything. Said my brother's gone missing. Then a few days later, his name's Jordan, he said that everyone just needs to chill out. He was having fun.
And he wasn't.
Yeah, he basically lied to his family, pretended he got kidnapped. And said, this might be the last time that I ever see you.
Okay.
And then a few days later, said he was just having fun. I mean, I'm up for a laugh. I'm up for pranks as well.
I like practical jokes.
yeah.
As much as the next person. But
that's extreme, isn't it?
Yeah. How?
I was just chilling out.
I'd be interested to know how far he was willing to take it. Would he have cut one of his fingers off and sent it in the post back home to them?
Yeah.
And be like, you know, give a load of money here.
That is well extreme, isn't it, for a joke on your mum as well? To pull that joke on your mum.
You must have been tripping balls at like one of the full moon parties or something.
Yeah.
Well,
even if you was off your face, why would that? You know, I'm going to pretend.
That make you feel so bad.
I know.
The dread of hurting your family like that.
I'm going to pretend to my mum I've been kidnapped.
That's what I mean. Is that a joke?
He done it as a joke. Yeah, honestly, done it as a joke. He said he was just chilling out and his family need to calm down. They're just overprotective.
It's a joke because now we're laughing. So that technically,
I don't know if I am.
You seem quite hurt.
I think it's funny because it's so stupid. Not funny because he's funny. Well, he's let us down for a start, isn't he?
Well, I mean, he hasn't done the podcast any good.
No, he's not.
He's really toned the vibe down a lot. I was getting quite into it before we talked about it. That is horrendous. He messaged his parents saying, "I'm in Thailand.
I'm kidnapped.
I can never speak to you again.
I love you.
And then I love you so much.
Yeah, all that."
You know, just
did he say that? What you've got down isn't actually a quote. It's just that
it is a quote.
The sister said, "My brother basically said he can never see us again. That he is sorry he can't see us one last time. That he loved us."
Yeah,
that's
it was on the news.
Basically, he said that he can't see us again.
No, he said he genuinely did say he's been kidnapped. He said this man won't let him go.
Oh shit!
Honestly, did say that. It was on the news. Yeah, he said this man won't let me go.
Maybe he was at like one of those ladyboy shops.
I mean, that's not even a prank, is it?
This man won't let me go, but he won't limit my time on social media at all.
If you want me,
he's kidnapped me, and he's being very, very strict. But I am allowed free at Twitter, Facebook.
He's kidnapped me. I'm stuck in. I don't know why I'm in. I'm in some sort of cave, but there is Wi-Fi.
Message me anytime you like. I just can't physically see you again.
You've got to take the rough with the smooth, haven't you?
Yeah. I just can't physically see you again. Where are you? Don't worry about that. How you been? What is it? Like, we've been at Eyes Work. What do you mean? I ain't seen you in 4 years. Yeah, I've been kidnapped, didn't I?
So he got kidnapped, and it turned out it was all of one big hoax.
Yeah, it's a big hoax. So do you agree with that? That's bad, isn't it? I don't really think that's bad.
Yeah, that is bad. I can tolerate some crazy antics. I'm up for
yeah, banter. Like, I'm all up for getting on the banter bus.
Have we got three? I'm sensing we got three bads here.
Yeah, yeah.
Bad.
Three no's. No from me.
You're out. Three strikes. You're out.
It's a no from me. What was his name?
Jordan. No from me, Jordan.
That's a no from me, Jordan.
Fucking Jordan.
Fuck you, Jordan. Right. Another. So as we're on the subject of planes, right? This is an actual. This was in the news. This was on the news as
now,
well. This was today on the news.
Once again, I need to ask a question here, and I am sorry. Were we on the subject of planes? Was there a plane? You may have said, "I'm going." No, no, you
Captain
didn't.
Segway.
And while we're talking about T-Rexes, What's up with fossils, huh, guys? Look, are they old or what? Like, well, what's up with that?
No, but Thailand, you've got to get a plane together, haven't you?
Or you should get a boat.
Yeah. Right, okay. So as we're on the subject of holidays. Yeah, that works. Holidays.
That works.
Okay. Yeah.
Ryanair passenger wins payout after his genitals were scalded by boiling tea. So he had to take his trousers off in the aisle. He received £28,000.
Was that 28 grand for the shame of having to take his pants off?
I think they might have tried to sue him because he took his pants off down the aisle. And
Wait, so who's
suing who here? Was that what you were going to say?
No, he's suing Ryanair because the girl, I think basically really the girl, or man, who walked down, you know, the trolley people.
The flight attendant.
Yeah, that's it.
I shouldn't say girl or man, you know, the trolley people. That's much more respectful.
The flight attendant pours him a cup of tea and she burns his balls. So he jumps on fucking the aisle and takes his trousers off because she's burnt his balls.
Right, okay.
And he sued them for burning his balls and he's received like £28,000. I'd let someone burn my balls for £28,000. Anyone out there is into that shit.
But see, once again, like, we've got
workingclassheroes@gmail.com.
You've got to think of the spectrum. You have to think of the spectrum. How badly were the balls burnt? That's quite hard to say, actually.
How badly were the balls burnt?
How badly were they burnt?
£28,000 worth.
Yeah, but what is that? Is that third? If my balls are going to be hanging on by a thread for the rest of my life.
What degree burn?
Yeah. I'll take first degree.
Did you just read the headline again?
Yeah, I'll take first degree.
And Lem said as well, whenever I come up with a topic, I'll just get the vaguest information, the headline. And
don't read it.
I sent him
something today to talk about in the podcast. He was like, what's this about? Like, how they do it? I was like, there was a diagram. There was a fucking diagram there. He was like, so what's this about?
I'll talk about it on the podcast, but I refuse to do even the most basic amount of research on the topic. That's where I draw the line.
There was literally a picture of what was happening. I didn't even see it. I just clicked on it, then thought, oh, I can't bother. Clicked on the X and went, Len, what's that about?
I'll talk at length and with confidence about the subject, but only if I can remain in ignorance.
It was in Hackney.
Right.
London is spending 100 grand. Don't know if you heard about this today.
Well, hang on. Have we settled?
As we're on the subject of planes.
Have we all settled the ball?
As we're on the subject of genitals.
Oh, yeah. This all links.
Interesting segue.
It does work.
As we're talking bollocks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Actually, so does he get a yes or no from us then?
In other genitals.
Oh, is that what we're doing now, though? Yes or no to every subject?
I don't know.
We're just giving our positive or negative feedback on various stories that you've looked into a tiny bit.
So this guy that burnt his balls on the plane, yes or no? 28,000. Is he right for suing him and getting 28,000?
Anything up to 1.5 degree burns, it's a yes from me. Yeah. Anything over that, it's a resounding no.
Oh, fair play, because Ryanair is shit anyway.
It had nothing to do with my decision making on the substance. It was like, would I take first, second, or third degree burns for £28,000?
Would you?
I'd go up to 1.5.
Would you take £28,000 for someone to burn your balls? Like, well, you know what burn it is, right? Say someone gives you a cup of tea.
Yeah.
You got to dip your balls in it for 1 second. Would you do that for 28k?
Hell no.
You wouldn't?
No.
I don't think I would either.
That's game over.
But you just said you'd do it. You said
no. I didn't say I'd do
you
that. Said,
you probably said you'd
no,
pay.
No, I'd let someone.
You'd pay a woman to do
I'd
it.
Let someone if they wanted to chuck a cup of tea over my nuts and I'll get £28,000. I'd probably say yeah. But I've got my jeans on. I'll do it for 50 quid.
I once made a cup of tea when
actually,
I was about 10.
I like that sort of shit, Mr. McNasty.
Oh. Okay.
But let me just say, I once made a cup of tea when I was 10 for like it was for me and my mum. Okay. I bought the kettle. And so I wasn't like as tall as the counter, the worktop, and I knocked it off and it hit me in the stomach and I got like second degree burns.
No way.
And like my skin on my stomach actually melted. And like that was when I was about 10 years old. That was from a freshly boiled kettle. So the skin on my stomach had melted. Think of how delicate.
Oh, no.
Think of how delicate your sack skin is.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it for 28.
Exactly.
No, but he had pants and jeans on.
I had a t-shirt on.
Oh, yeah, a t-shirt.
Doesn't matter. You're going to have melty nuts.
All right. Well, it's a no from me then, mate.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That anecdote has swayed me. It is now a resounding no from me.
No from you as well, then.
Yeah. The scar's gone, though. It's fine now.
Okay.
Yeah. So, on genital-related conversation, anti-pee walls are now coming to Hackney Council. They're spending 100 grand to develop these anti-pee walls, which started off in Berlin.
Oh, do you know what? I think they're taking the piss.
Wee.
Yeah, see, this is what we bring.
That was actually really good.
That was quick.
That's what we do.
That was good.
That's what we do here.
Yeah.
Keep it up. So we next.
Get the splash
next
back.
Subject. Right.
Yeah, next subject.
You know Christmas. You know that, yeah?
Yeah. No,
who is it? What do you think should be the Xmas number one?
I quite like this campaign that this grime artist Stormzy is doing.
I'm going for Hotline Bling, yeah. Drake.
Fuck off.
I know when a Hotline Bling, it won't even mean a thing. Ever now, since I left the studio, you.
Not only has Drake just entered the studio, but Drake has also turned into an old country. Old country.
It won't even mean a thing.
Drake's really pushing.
No, it'd be good if that's Christmas number one, wouldn't it? Imagine it. I know when a Hotline Bling.
You saying it like that is making me imagine it even worse than I would usually.
Don't think it'd be good.
No.
I'm up for it.
I'm kind of sick of it. Like initially, because I don't like Drake anyway. But...
Oof, hater over here.
Another negative.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't know if anyone here is counting.
Yeah. I've got a big glass of haterade right next to me.
the positive negative comment ratio from Lem's corner.
No. Fuck Drake. Stormzy. Yeah, he can be number one.
You want Stormzy?
Yeah.
Can we hear some of that?
Go on. Say your version of Stormzy then.
His song Shut Up. I don't know the words to it.
I'll see it. Yeah.
Shut up.
It's like... Doo, doo,
doo, doo, doo, shut up.
I don't know how the lyrics...
What about you, Joel? What have you got for Christmas number one? Or do you want to bring back a classic like The Pose?
No, I don't want to bring it back.
I don't want a Christmas song to be Christmas number one.
Why not? See, that's what's wrong with the world. I think they should all be Christmas songs.
Alright, basically, I don't know about Christmas number one, but I'm really into Fetty Wap at the minute. Specifically...
I don't know what that is.
You don't know who Fetty Wap is?
No.
How can you not know? He's taken the globe by storm.
By storm, George. By storm.
He's taken the world by storm. You don't know him?
Storm.
Right, Trap Queen, there's 679, those are the only two songs I know by him. But they're both.
He's the rapper with one eye.
Got one eye.
He's literally got one eye.
Does he sing... how's it go?
Trap Queen.
She's my trap queen, a friend, bro.
Oh, I'm in the game, I've seen him, yeah. No, what do we want him for? I don't really like, no.
You don't like him?
No.
Then?
No.
That's two no's. But can I give a double yes?
No, you can't. You only
want. Okay, well then it's a no. It's sorry, Fetty Wap, but you won't be getting the Christmas right. number one.
So, Drake,
this year.
Double no, or you up for Drake?
No, that's a no for me.
So what about I don't know
and Stormzy that's a no for me.
So we're at stalemate. We all want different things. What? That's life, isn't it?
Well, that's life. Yeah, that's why we have these things.
And that's the life feature of
why do you podcast. Care about the Christmas number one? Why do you care about the charts? Aren't they a bunch of shit anyway?
Oh,
it's another comment.
Once again, Lem. Lem injecting the conversation with some of his notorious positivity.
Yeah.
Why do you care about life anyway? It's all boring.
What's the point?
Fuck it.
Don't even want a beer anymore. Fuck it, I'm going.
Hey guys, how do I turn this wire into a noose?
I do care. I don't know. It's just good, isn't it?
Yeah, now, when was the last time a number one, like, when was the last time good. You cared about a number one? Like, the top five, there's at least one song that I actually genuinely
it's probably
really
like. It's probably either Ed Sheeran or Adele. And I'm not like lovers, but. That a few people that I probably would listen to off my own back. Do you know what I mean? Adele and Ed Sheeran. They're the only people
Ed Sheeran and Fetty Wap would be the only three artists.
Adele, Ed Sheeran and Fetty.
Adele, Ed Sheeran and Fetty Wap. Either of those got the Christmas number one, I wouldn't be annoyed.
I'd like it, yeah.
You know, Ed's just quit Twitter because he can deal with the hate.
Yes. Why was he getting the hate?
Why is he getting hate? Who's hating on Ed?
I don't know.
Who'd hate on hate?
Oh, Len probably.
It was all me.
It was you, wasn't it? Why are you doing this anyway, Ed?
How many times have we got to ask you to stop trolling Ed Sheeran on Twitter?
He deserves it. He shouldn't be so fucking good.
I know you don't like his political stance, but please give the man a break. He's a talented young man.
He's good. Yeah.
He's like the thing about Ed Sheeran is he's all right. His songs are catchy. It's just the same thing, isn't it?
He's no Stormzy, is he?
He's no Stormzy.
No.
I could say it about a lot of artists, though. I'm just...
you can say it about every artist except for Stormzy, really.
Yeah. I mean,
they're no Stormzy. That's applies universally. It's pretty much all except one artist that comes to mind.
Bob Dylan comes close, but not really. Yeah, not even
Can you think of any artists that like do different songs each time, or like has and their next album's been
Fetty
completely
Wap.
Different? No, Fetty Wap is exactly the same.
I don't like him.
She my trap queen.
Oh, what about okay? What about that?
1738.
Never. No, why? I don't know any of his songs apart from
it's the same cadence as
She's My Trap Queen. 1738.
It's the same. It's the same.
You gotta have. I've never
heard
that.
Don't even
bring a fame.
Come on.
Ever since I left the city, you.
So, how excited are you guys for Christmas?
Yeah, I'm well looking forward to it.
Well, the thing is, I don't want to give my real answer because that's just going to drag the energy down.
No,
even
I like
more.
It. I like it. Feed me. Feed me.
Don't right. stoop to Len's level.
You want
to
know?
Keep it positive.
I don't give a shit.
Oh, this is going to be care. A right downer, isn't it? This one.
Yes.
If you are listening, you might as well switch off. Honestly, tune into the next week.
Honestly,
tune into the next one or listen to the first step. That's quite good. Don't. This is not.
To be honest, I'm going to do about 10 more minutes of this, then I'm just going to walk out into oncoming traffic or something and just, you know.
Yeah.
That's just going to be mine.
Should we go arm in arm?
Yeah. Down the M1?
Yeah.
Opposite way down the M1? Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. This is actually the happiest I've seen Lem look all
possible. Yes. Yeah.
Let's hang on. Let's focus on your week, Lem. What's been going on?
We lost. So I'm in the football team.
All right.
Every Monday.
Yeah.
And our 20 game unbeaten run.
Yeah.
Got called to an end.
Oh,
no. By these guys who were very good.
Bigger boys.
Really?
They were bigger boys. The big boys beat us.
The big boys beat you.
Yeah.
Some
football related news.
Yeah.
Jose Mourinho just got sacked today. Do you remember when he came round
the
other week? Oh, Jose Mourinho.
Jose
Mourinho. Well, should we try and get him in and see what he has to say? Because luckily we did.
Yeah, luckily he's outside, so we might as well bring him in.
Jose, yeah, you can come in now.
Hello, Tokyo Future.
Hi, Jose. It's great. It's great to have you back. It really is good. Could you really give us your account of what's happened today?
Yeah, play team. Why me? No me. No.
Okay, Jose.
You play. I play.
You're gonna have to.
We play.
Talk in.
You play. I play.
Complete sentences.
You know how to play.
One thing I will ask: play. How do you feel about your recent redundancy?
You don't know what it's like to play.
No,
you don't know what it's like to play.
No, I'm asking you to.
No, I play more than you play.
Do you though? You or what, are you a manager?
Smell no one like you.
Okay. Well, Jose, if you're going to be like this, to be honest, I'm going to call an end to this interview.
No one like you. You smell bad.
Okay.
You smell
all right, well,
stupid.
Okay.
You look silly.
Well, let's not. I get a lot of stick.
You have big head. You fat as well.
Okay. Jose,
you get no girl. I get loads of girls.
All right.
I get
thank you, Jose.
Girls.
This is
you get no
just,
girls.
It's just no game for it now. All right. See you later, Jose.
Goodbye.
It's fun, isn't it? It's fun.
Yeah. All right.
It's been a bit of a mood, weren't it, for some reason?
I mean, I wasn't a fan. He brought up some old. He opened old scars. I'm not gonna lie. He got the better of me. What do you want me to say?
Well,
he's
whatever happened
was
to
it
sticks
like being
and stones?
At school again?
No, I was. Well, that's what I was thinking of. I was thinking of the kind of Spanish teacher who used to just ridicule my head and my scent. And you know, he opened up old wounds. And all right, yeah. Jose 1, Joel 0. Let's move on.
Okay. Yeah, well, it was good. I'm glad he's gone.
Whatever happened to sticks and stones, huh? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words may never hurt me. Huh?
What's going on?
That's
never true, is it? That is not true at all, is it?
It's just a mantra.
That is, that is the most stupid. It's like Sam. It's like money can't buy you happiness. Well, it can. Obviously it can.
Bloody helps.
Yeah. Exactly. Just sticks and stones, but words cannot hurt. Words do hurt me. I mean, look at Joel. Just because Jose Mourinho had a go at him.
I know. Still wiping away the tears.
I know. He's got tears coming though. Yeah.
Yes. I'm extremely upset.
I don't like sayings like that. Pointless ones. I have no regrets. Yeah, you do. Everyone does. Because if you didn't, that means you're a knob. Like, Joel, you regret pissing up the high street, didn't you? Yeah, you regret that. So that makes you a better person. How can you, if you didn't regret that, you'd still be the same person.
Okay, but let me ask you this.
That's right.
But do you regret if you learn from it? So, for example, there, if I learn from that,
it's still a regret.
I don't think so.
Is it a lesson? And how can you regret a lesson?
Exactly.
Pissing against that shop taught me a very valuable lesson. A, it taught me that strangers who you think might have your back probably at the end of the day won't have your back.
Yeah.
Two, it taught me that things that you decide to do impulsively when you're really drunk, like piss against a shop on the high street, like often in hindsight, aren't as good ideas as they seem in the time. I've learned two valuable lessons for that. And how can I regret that lesson?
So do you believe in that saying then? I don't have any regrets.
Yes.
Yeah,
I do.
I don't.
Them? Yeah. We got one yes, one no.
Come on, is it a yes or no for that saying?
Really hoping this one passes.
I'm undecided.
Oh,
join us after the break to find out.
How can you abstain in a three-way discussion?
Just for that. Just for the fact that there was no closure, and I'm in that
There's
type
no
of
closure.
Mood.
All right, okay. So
attitude stinks today, Lem, didn't it? Attitude absolutely stinks.
So if any of you at home were really hoping to get a final answer on that one, then sorry.
Well, if anyone's interested in doing a podcast, then we've got an opening. Because I don't think he'll be it. He don't want to be it. Yeah, if anyone fancies it out there.
Well, no. Did you wait till his liver gives out?
Wait till he keeps a clean sheet in goal. He'll be back.
Yeah. I reckon all you need is one more strong run.
Yeah.
I think I'm not playing till after Christmas, so... It's going to be a rough one, guys.
It's going to be a bad Christmas, then, isn't it?
Really, really rough.
All right. Let's just. Can we just backtrack on the topics that Lem has touched upon today? Burning. Alcoholism.
Yeah.
Not liking clubs. Mm. Not liking. What else didn't you like?
Ed Sheeran.
Don't like Drake.
Don't like
your mate. What's his name?
Fetty Wap.
Hang on. Wait. You never said that. You don't like him. I thought you were indifferent.
Well, all these people, I don't know them, but I don't like their music.
Yeah, but how can you? What I don't understand is how can you listen to Fetty Wap and not be like, oh my god, thank you for being alive and thank you for bringing your gift into my life.
I can't relate to trap queens because I've never grown up in a trap.
I've never even heard of him.
I'm still not quite sure what a trap queen is, but all I know is that song speaks to a part of me that I didn't know I had.
So you're a trap queen.
Maybe I am.
What's a trap queen?
Maybe I've been living the lie this whole time.
I probably am wrong. You know what the trap is in a trap house?
No.
It's where like people sell loads of drugs. That's a trap, right?
Yeah.
So that's the
is
trap.
Is it Lems?
So the trap queen is queen of the trap.
The queen of the trap.
So she's a drug dealer. She's a drug dealer.
She's baking. She does a lot of baking in the song.
Oh, she lives in the house. So
they bake cocaine.
Because they're baking coke.
Yeah. Baking soda.
Yeah.
They cut the coke with the baking soda and then they cook it.
Yeah. Okay. But she's also baked. He says she's baking pies as well. So she's doing both kinds of
things. Did she bake pies? Does he say that?
See, now I can understand why he's so into it.
Double entendre.
Yeah. Double entendre. Yeah. All right. Well, that's Fetty Wap done.
Come on. Let's pick it up. Let's pick up the vibe. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Let's go.
1738.
Yeah. Have we got anything else on the list?
So
what about your facts?
What's your facts?
Well, let's see your facts.
Well, I've got some Christmas facts, but I haven't really read through them.
There's no time like the present.
They were done by the Mirror.
Okay.
There's 50 facts.
That's so you can look
on Christmas.
Change yourself for.
Okay. For Christmas.
The Mirror. Michael Jackson.
So back to the facts of Christmas. Right. So what do you want to know?
You're going to tell us the facts.
Is this guess the facts?
You can't. Yeah. What do you mean?
There's 50 Christmas facts.
Yeah. What ones? Guess what they are. What was not? Has that any? That's you're not helping.
All right. Let me ask you a question.
guess one of the facts that I've pre-printed up on this page. That'll be fun to listen to.
Right. Shut up.
Come on. What are they?
What do you think the best-selling single at Christmas was?
Fetty Wap.
When?
In Britain.
When?
Oh, shit.
What?
Ever.
I know. John Lennon.
Best-selling festive single.
What is it? John Lennon.
I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas.
No, you like this one. You and George. You and Tom. Love it. Bloody hell.
Little Drummer Boy?
I don't even know that.
Band Aid.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course it's Band Aid.
Do they know it's Christmas?
Should we do that as the intro? Band Aid is the intro.
I don't want that.
No?
I'm sorry to kill your enthusiasm on this track, but I have to agree with Lem on this one.
No. I'm not singing any fucking Christmas songs.
Okay, go on then.
Kiss my ass.
Go on.
So, apparently, Santa, in order for him to deliver presents to the whole world, he has to visit 822 homes a second. And
does he only visit Christian? Because it's only the Christian religion.
Are you Christian?
I'm not anything.
He visits the other non-Christian homes, but only to just smack them about or like piss on the walls.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
Well, He visits pagans as well, because that's where it came from. But anyway, yeah.
So all the druids that are around today,
all the druids, they get presents as well.
Right, okay.
All the nuns, all the Christians, all of them. No,
that's what I mean. Is it literally counted every house in the world?
This is every house in the world.
Well, because even like I don't...
So he needs to deliver to 822 homes a second. That's fucking shitloads.
Okay.
Traveling at 650 miles a second.
Do you know that one home that he didn't visit was Biggie Smalls? No wonder why Christmas missed us.
That's
what it says, isn't it?
Yeah.
What does he say that again? What song is it?
It's on...
Come on, what is it?
Juicy.
Yeah, Juicy. But how does it go?
No heat. Wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty.
Thinking back to my one roof check.
No, that's not the line.
Well,
yeah,
well he missed that line. Biggie. Yeah, that is the line, isn't it?
No, that's not the line. It's all right. It's fine.
I'm actually starting to this new negative character starting to win me round a little bit. I'm liking how it's underlines
everything. Yeah.
Was that the line?
No.
Nah, it's not the line. Let's move on.
And do you know also, like, he don't even tell you what the line. He doesn't have the answer. He just lets you know when you're
gonna,
wrong.
He's just gonna inject that vicious bile into.
Doesn't help me because he doesn't tell me the line, so I still don't know.
So I'm gonna use that.
You don't need to learn. So before Turkey, before we adopted that American tradition of Thanksgiving for Christmas, the traditional Christmas meal in England was pig's head and mustard.
Pig's head and mustard.
Imagine that at your school dinners.
What part of the head do you eat?
I don't know, but I had the cheeks quite nice.
Oh, pig cheeks.
I had boar cheek once in like a tapas restaurant. Real tasty. Real like soft, tasty. Slow cooked.
Oh, I can imagine.
Slow cooked cheek. Oh, fucking tasty.
Oh, you're not a fan?
Well, I suppose I can't.
You'd eat it. I think you'd eat it.
I'd have a bit of cheek.
Sorry about that.
I'd have a bit of cheek.
I eat bacon, so I can't really. I can't judge and go that strong because I can't. I'd like to, but I can't. So, yeah, fair play.
No, I think you'd love it.
I probably would.
Yeah.
If you offered it to me like with a really sassy attitude, I'd say, don't give me any of that cheek.
Oh, see,
fuck.
We can edit that so it seems a lot quicker than it was.
Yeah, we'll do that.
That was great. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I do that with all my jokes. If you notice, why I seem so quick. I edit jokes in.
And now for Christmas facts. Well, when was Jesus born?
BC. No.
When was the Bible published?
1738.
That's what Fatima was talking about.
That's what he's talking about. 1738. Yeah. Is the same year that George Washington became president.
What do you mean, when was he born? Or how old is he? He's 2015.
Jesus was born on zero.
What was the
first of January?
No one knows, do they? What day?
But don't they think it was the 25th of September?
I know this fact. Like, no one really knows, do they? We just picked that.
Well,
for
but
some
hang
reason.
On,
no one knows.
Oh, so he,
it won't confirm.
So when does the calendar start? From when he died, then?
No, it's from. Oh yeah, AD is Anno Domini, which also stands for after death.
Oh,
BC is before Christ.
Okay. No, I don't. It stands for Andy Dufresne.
The first time I met Andy Dufresne.
That was the first time we saw Andy Dufresne.
And I thought to myself, either get busy living or you get busy dying.
Damn right. What a film. What a fucking film.
What a segue.
Nobody doesn't like The Shawshank Redemption.
As we're talking about films, good film, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's a great film.
Oh, we got three goods? Three yeses?
Yeah, three yeses for Shawshank. Shawshank.
That's three yeses.
Finally.
That is three yeses for Shawshank.
I think that's six yeses. Really?
Is it?
How's it six?
I just have two thumbs.
I don't know. Did we start doing thumbs up? You can do.
Next facts.
Do you still want more Christmas facts?
Yes. Do we?
Oh.
Do we?
Oh.
What did I
do? Do we? Right.
What I'll do without them.
Did you know you can eat most of a Christmas tree?
Do you think people get this far into the
podcast? All right, I won't do any fucking facts. Huh? What's the point?
Do you know how much research the man has done into these Christmas trees? No! Do you know what, Lem? I didn't know you could eat so much of a Christmas tree.
Fuck,
please,
I
tell
don't
me more!
I don't
tell me more about how much of a Christmas tree I could eat.
I was about to say, do you think people get this far into the podcast, or do you think after 5 minutes they stop listening?
No, don't say that. Look, we're still stuck in it. We're still in it. We're still
right,
in it.
Come on, facts.
That's Lem. That's with another come fact.
On. I don't even want to give any more facts. Fuck my facts. Fuck my facts and fuck you all.
Listen.
Is that Jay's acting like a young Eminem at the minute? Pissed off.
Fuck everyone. The world.
Yeah. Fuck the free world. Oh yeah, 2016 coming up, yeah? How are you going to change yourself? You tell us now.
Yeah, because is this going to be the last one that we're doing?
In this year.
In this year.
Yeah, this is the last one.
So we should ask email as well. New Year's resolutions.
We've got an email.
Do we?
Yeah.
Yeah. workingcastheroes@gmail.com. No one's emailed us.
When did we get an email?
Remember, we talked about it last episode. But,
yeah. Oh, we've had an email.
But then you
time.
Just said no one's emailed us yet.
No, they haven't. We've got no emails yet. I don't check.
But then
we
got an email.
Do you check our emails?
I've not checked it once.
No, I ain't checked.
But no, but we will. When you email us, we will check it.
We will check it.
And we will answer your questions.
We will answer the questions.
Well, the only reason we haven't checked it is because we've had no emails to check. If you give us emails, then we'll
check them. We'll start checking them.
And that's
send
our
us some emails.
That's our promise to you. Now you keep your promise and email us.
So, new year, 2016 is coming up. This is the last podcast of 2015. Joel, any New Year's resolutions?
Yes, thank you, Len. Plenty of New Year's resolutions. Number one would be to, I guess, earn some more money.
That's good. Always nice.
Good choice.
Number two will be, I'm going to run more.
Great idea.
I'm going to do more running, everyone.
Oh, yeah. You ain't one of them, are you?
I'm going to run more.
Okay.
I'm going to run more. You heard it here first.
Good.
That
annoys me, that.
And number three, I'm going to sort out my work-life balance.
Wow.
Wow. I hate... So, you just Googled, didn't you?
So what do you all make of that?
You sound like right...
You have just given us three stock answers.
Right.
To work. You're working on yourself, you know?
Okay.
New year, new me.
I just... You know, is that a crime to give stock answers to a question? I just want to focus on Joel a little bit.
I'm just going to learn to be myself more and to be more confident.
Len, any New Year's resolutions?
No. My New Year's resolution is to not have a resolution.
Now, is that a resolution?
That's still a resolution.
I think a resolution is that's like an active decision. I resolve. I resolute.
I don't really believe in them, to be honest, because no one ever sticks to them.
Well, you'll see me out running.
You'll see Joel running. You'll go, look at Joel.
For how long? For how long? And then what the fuck's Lent as well? Like, okay. You know, you give up stuff for Lent, but you also do stuff for your New Year's resolution.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
When's Lent?
I don't know.
What is Lent? It's when you give up stuff.
I was asking you guys.
Yeah. If you do know what Lent is, then just email us. If not, then don't worry.
Yeah.
Email us anyway.
Yeah. Just say hi, you know.
Email us. Actually, yeah, just email us and have a chat.
Tell us what you think of my attitude. Please.
Okay.
If you email us, we can start a WhatsApp group and be in it if you want.
I'm gonna give you Christmas, Lent, and New Year's. Now, can we rank them?
Yeah, definitely. Christmas is top. Come on, Lem. Come on. We even spoke about this earlier. Come on.
I just don't care about Christmas.
New Year's.
Christmas is forced down our faces constantly.
New Year's is shit. Yeah, but it's good. It's fun. It's fun. Like,
is it, or are we made to have fun?
No, we're not. I have fun.
I feel like if you don't enjoy Christmas, you're a terrible person.
Yeah, you are.
That's how I feel.
Well, that's what you are.
Some people don't like Christmas. You know?
Personally, yeah, I agree. I feel pressurized to have fun on Christmas.
Yeah. I genuinely do have fun. I have fun.
Really?
It works.
Then
for me.
Why are you crying when you're saying this?
It's tears of happiness.
Tears of happiness. So happy.
No, do you know what I want for Christmas?
What do you want?
World peace. Only joking. Headphones. I want new headphones.
And on that note...
So if anyone wants to send George some new headphones, please do.
Yeah, I'll have them. I've also got a keyboard. No offers yet.
No, we're not selling that keyboard. We're not using this podcast. We're not using an hour podcast as a medium for you to sell your keyboard. That's not happening. Been through this.
George wants to become a proper keyboardist now, doesn't he? He thinks he's got the look to be a keyboarder in a funk band. We were talking about this last night.
We were talking about it. Basically, because I want to be in a funk band and I'm white, I have to play a keyboard.
Well, I agree that you got the look to be the keyboardist, but I just don't. The only thing you don't have is any keyboarding talent.
That's true, but the talent comes after the look. That's how pop stars are made.
True, very true. Mm. Yeah,
exactly.
There you go. Lem's on bass. Yeah. You can play bass, can't you?
Lem's on bass.
I'll try. I've never played it before.
Well, you can. Am I? No. Okay. Well, everyone, it's been a lovely. I may not see 2016. Might push me over the
Should
edge.
Should we sign out?
Joel.
Lamb.
George. Working. Working. Working.
Cast.
Working.
Cast.
Working.
Of Lem.
You ruined it.
No, we were building up. We were building up to it. All right, see you later.
See ya.
Fuck off.